Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Punchlines and Politics. As usual, I'm Braden.
I'm Josh.
And today we are going to be talking about political parties, a huge, huge topic. And we decided that we couldn't quite possibly fathom doing this topic alone. So Josh has brought along some big guns.
Right, so this week we have a guest from my school. His name is Bryce Brown. He is an RA and a good friend of mine. Bryce,
How's
why don't you say
everyone
hi?
doing? Yeah, hype me up there as being the big guns there. So I hope I can deliver for you pretty good. Hey man, anyone who is on our show is big guns because Josh and I don't know jack squat. So
That's gonna be good.
I'm keeping that in, but
might as well.
So we've started a new thing on the show now where we're not editing out the weird comments we say.
No, not at all.
So
you guys,
the only thing
wrong that makes the podcast one wrong.
Exactly. All right. So like Braden said, this week we're going to be talking about political parties, less of where we stand and more of as a whole. So yes, we'll be focusing on Democrat and Republican, but we'll also be taking a look at it from a more broad picture. So as always, disclaimer, we are not trying to offend anyone. We are just saying our opinion. So without further ado, Braden, start us off.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have to admit, political parties, it's a tough subject. It's a definitely a touchy one, if you think about it. I mean, our country is so politically divided. I mean, even the very representatives and Congress people that we have put in place to represent America as a whole are divided down a single aisle. And whether you agree with that as an effective scenario for a government to proceed with, I mean, you have to admit that in America, we are extremely politically divided. Now, disclaimer, once again, we're going to have another disclaimer. This episode is not about who we individually vote for. It's about the institution of the two-party system and just political parties in general as it pertains to American politics. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and start it off by saying political parties, there is a reason that George Washington said, hey, no factions while I'm gone. And then it happened. Right? There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. I mean, historically, America has been divided politically, but not necessarily along a two-party line. Sometimes you'd have three parties. It's happened over the course of American history, but you also see political parties changing and been given new names. Really, why don't you think we're seeing wigs anymore walking around? You know, because
not the hairpiece, the political party.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this episode and you don't know the distinction between a wig, like a political party, and a wig, as in like a hairpiece, then this might not be for you.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week. That'll be a lot more brain dead of a episode. Anyways, political parties, they're a thing in America, and they are extremely relevant to our current state as a nation, right? You see now more than ever, really, the distinction between a Republican and a Democrat has never been this wide of a gap, right? This distinction, right? Democrats almost disagree on every single thing generally that an average Republican would think and believe, and vice versa, really. And then you have so that's how our political parties are set up, right? Is that it's basically oppose the other side, oppose the other side, oppose the other side. That's why you see in the news, if you know, heaven forbid, any of you still watch the news, I mean, look at some of this legislation that is coming out. I mean, it's completely down party lines. I mean, look at the recent second impeachment of Donald Trump. I mean, just like the first one, it was almost entirely down party lines. I mean, there were some outliers, but it was a very partisan piece of legislation that was passed. And so you kind of look at that and you say, now, hey, wait a minute. How did we get there? And if they are so – at these two parties that are the biggest parties by far in America, well, then why is it that you find so many moderates in – as voters, right? I mean, just look at Josh and I. I mean, we disagree with some things about both sides of the political parties. And also, you know, we agree with some things from both sides. But the reality is that where do we go? Who do we vote for? Because if I lean more to the left side of the moderate spectrum, well, then you could say, oh, well, he's going to vote Democrat. Well, why? Why am I going to vote Democrat? Just because I might lean a little to the left. Well, it's because we've become so divided as a nation, especially in our political parties, that it's almost become impossible to think differently than the two major party systems.
That's a really good point you bring up, whether or not that people, even if they identify with one party or another, it's not like they have to vote for that. You could be a registered Republican and still vote Democrat.
Absolutely.
You know. So it all depends on, I guess, point of view and the narrative being told. But Bryce, why don't you go ahead and give us your opening statement?
Well, first I want to say thank you again for asking me to come on the podcast. I think it's a really cool opportunity, and so I take this as a high honor. But yeah, I agree with a lot of the stuff that you had said there. I think in a lot of ways, it's a shame a little bit in America being so divided down the middle of you have your Republicans on this side and your Democrats on this side, and then you kind of have your libertarians and other parties kind of surrounding that a little bit. But you know, a lot of mainstream media always focuses on the either one side or the other, and I mean the right and the left are obviously the two biggest parties we have in America. But I think you hit it on the dot talking about the division aspect. I remember a couple years ago when Colin Kaepernick first took his knee, and that was at the end of Obama's second term, and then and then shortly after Trump gets in office for his term, and it's still a thing and it's still an issue, and I say it's a shame in a way, because I think the situation could have been handled a lot better, just in the fact of, and I'm just using it as an example, and I'll kind of tie it into where we're at today as well, is, and this is for both presidents that I see how this could have been better, is that if either of them just simply had a conversation. And I think that's where a lot of times, where you're right and left, that, you know, like we don't have the conversation. We instead like to throw insults at one another. You had stated a little before that you and Josh have different viewpoints on things, but you also have viewpoints that you agree with. And it's so easy for, I think, Americans to, or politics in general, all over, to focus on the negative part and just think, he could be nothing like me because he voted this way or she supports that. And that's not the case. Just because we think differently doesn't mean I have to not like somebody. Like, and
Brayden and I are living proof that you can get along even if you're different.
And, you know, kind of go back to the Kaepernick thing, that I truly wish that, because it was a Democrat president and a Republican president, that both of them just could have like invite him to the White House, invite him for a conversation. It's like, all right, yeah, you have my attention. The world has your attention right now. What do you think that it is that I can do as a president, and maybe we can work together on something? And then right there, you have a positive step forward, even if you have two completely different viewpoints on things. That I think the most important thing is just having a civil conversation with one another, and that's ultimately where it starts. We have to learn how to just be calm and just talk. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff on different social media that just, for example, with the recent election, that like people have posted, well, if you just voted for Trump, then you're automatic racist and you're a terrible person. Well, I don't think it's necessarily true that just because someone has similar political viewpoints, that doesn't speak for their thoughts on racism or anything like that. And that's the other way around too. So I really do think that we can be a lot further on in this world and better as a country if we're able to look across the table and see someone that views something different from us, but also still see them as their human being just like me. If I cut and bleed, they also cut and bleed. That's the same color right there. And it's just,
that's really good.
I understand that there's a lot of divide and it's just shameful that it's a lot of insults that get thrown around when it comes to people thinking differently. So that's a little bit my thought on the division side, that I understand people think certain things in certain ways, even someone that may think differently than me, and that's okay, because that's part of being an American, is that we're able to think differently, and that's okay, because like nobody should give a crap if you think differently. It's like, oh, okay, you think that way, cool, but if you want a conversation, I'll surely have to not have a conversation, because I want to understand why you think the way you do. And not just insult someone, but I want them to also understand the way I think of something. Even at the end, if we don't disagree, if we don't agree on it, I guarantee you still that you're gonna find a new respect for that other person.
Ooh. It's so interesting that you said it like that, because two episodes ago, Brayden and I talked about free speech and like speech in politics and everything like that, and we said something extremely similar, in that it doesn't matter if the person you're talking to has a different viewpoint than you, as long as you sit down and have the conversation. And we also said that the whole name calling in politics is just like kind of ridiculous.
It's not professional either. Like,
I think
these are people that would give a test.
Brayden used gaslighting. And it's like, you know, at one point is it, you know, just a person talking about another person, until you realize that as an American, you have the right to think whatever you want.
Yeah.
You have the right to follow whatever political party you want. And you're not allowed to tell anyone else that they can't say, do, or think anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously, there are exceptions. Like, can't go tell someone you're going to kill them.
Exactly.
But, as a standard.
There's natural human, like, boundaries there, obviously. You have the right point of like you have your free speech in the way that you think certain ways, you know.
Yeah, like Brayden has every right to vote conservative. Mm-hmm. I have every right to not vote conservative, and that shouldn't change Brayden's opinion of me. If anything, that should inspire us to start a conversation. Which is exactly why we started this podcast.
That's awesome. Is to start a conversation. And you know what? We've said it so many times on this podcast, you know, many of these episodes. If this is the first episode that you're listening to, please go back, listen to our free speech episode.
Episode 3, Relax and Chill.
Absolutely, yeah. We would love for you to listen to that and to kind of understand where we're coming from. The purpose of this podcast is not to be a lecture, not to be some kind of one-sided just lecture and speaking at you. You know, we want this to be a conversation. We want this to be proof that there's still the ability to converse in America, right? You don't always have to, you know, throw up your dukes every time someone disagrees with you politically, right? Like, it is something that we find is so prevalent, especially in social media today. I mean, I would even argue that social media has caused a bit of a rift between ideologies simply because we have gone to the extreme, right? And that's not necessarily to say that there isn't instigators, but I will go as far to say it is partly our fault. It is partly our fault that we have allowed it to get this bad, that we have allowed anyone to really instigate our division. You know, we put those people in a power to be able to do that with us. And it's manipulative, right? You see that from conflict springs capitalism, and not the good kind, the kind that is manipulative and it makes you invest in things simply because
corporate capitalism.
Corporate capitalism, simply because there is conflict to be had, right? You think about like social media platforms, you know, they make their moolah off of people disagreeing with each other for the most part. Not necessarily to say that, not necessarily to say that you can't have a social media platform that isn't, that is based around, you know, lifting each other up, but that's not human nature, right? Human nature is to go after other people. And what we're saying is that on a level that you can respect other people, you should be able to have legitimate and civil conversations with people. Because guess what? Political preference is, now this is a big take. This is a big take. Political
hot preference, take. Our first hot take.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hot Takes.
This is my favorite segment.
Hot take right here. Okay. Political preference is the same as liking OJ with pulp or OJ without pulp. Okay? Some people like it, some people don't.
Wait. What? Do you like it, Brayden?
Do I like what?
Pulp.
No, because I'm not a psychopath. I'm kidding. What
is pulp?
It's like the little stuff that's in orange juice.
Oh, yeah, it's like no way. No, just regular orange juice.
Okay, good. So all three of us hate pulp.
Yeah. All right, maybe I need a new example. Maybe pulp is a bad thing.
No.
All right, how about this? Standard. People who like dark chocolate and people who don't like dark chocolate. I am one of the people who I can't stand dark chocolate, all right? But there are a lot of people who really like it. That's just something. That's just a preference. And guess what? It's my job as a person who claims to respect other people and their preferences. It is my job to basically not judge you for that. I mean, you can absolutely like dark chocolate if you're going to allow me to not like it, is basically what that is. It's a mutual respect. It's a two-way street.
Before we get too far, I'm going to jump in with my whole thing, and then we can keep going down this road. This is my first hot take of the episode. Ooh,
let's hear it.
Oh, boy. Second hot take.
If the United States is going to fall, it will be because of political parties.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a hot take.
That is the hottest take. I personally believe that division can cause a whole lot of problems. Mm-hmm. And division to the point of hatred can cripple an entire nation.
Mm.
So if we continue to go down a path of party over public, then we are going to lose the very same unity that is in the name of our nation. We're not united anymore.
That so
we get,
I like that.
We have to get to a point where we have to either take a stand or just let it fall, because currently it's falling. And if we don't do something about it, we aren't going to be around to see it.
I totally agree.
I think that Brayden saying he's a conservative and Bryce, if he were to say he was a liberal, should matter no more than Brayden saying he likes to wear polos and Bryce saying he doesn't. it shouldn't matter at all. All it is a preference. You know, I can prefer to go to McDonald's over Taco Bell. But that doesn't mean that Brayden's going to hate me if he likes Taco Bell.
No, but both will clog up the arteries.
They will. But the whole thing is just, why does it matter? Like, if I want to vote liberal or if I want to vote conservative, it literally doesn't matter. Mm. Just stand up for what you believe in, but don't get on other people for believing something different.
Mm. No, exactly. And I think that also plays a part in identity politics, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would say, generally, if we were going to get rid of the superiority of the two-party system being so divided and being, you know, the main system that we kind of run off, it's going to be in part because of identity politics. I would like, I kind of want to think that way, because if you say that I am, if I say right now that I am going to always, always vote upon party lines for one party because I cannot stand the thought of having a Democrat or a Republican, you know, whichever side that I wouldn't want to be in on the other side, well, then that's identity politics. And that is a reason why we're so divided, because you, like, we physically cannot bear having someone we disagree with in office.
Which is, I think, a root of a lot of the problems we're having today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I'm going to move on with another question. And this one's a little interesting, because it's this one's kind of a two-parter. This kind of a two-parter question. So let's start off with the first part first. The first part is, do you think, not if it's feasible, but do you think we need to get rid of the two-party system?
Bryce, why don't you lead us off?
So, like, just having, like, Republican and Democrat, like, just get rid of that?
Yeah, not whether or not it's feasible, but whether or not as a country we should do that.
I do not. I don't think we should get rid of the two-party system. In fact, I think, in a way, having multiple parties is, in a way, a good thing. I think partly what makes America America is, kind of like I said before, like, we're allowed to think certain ways. I think almost just if we were just to get rid of the political parties, then, you know, are we going to be a monarchy at that point? Do we look like tyrant countries? China even, like, and.
Ooh, goodness,
yeah,
I hope,
yeah. is that a socialist path that we go down? And I don't think that's good for America if we just mix out the two parties. Obviously, you know, Republicans and Democrats are the two biggest parties, and that's normally who after an election year you're gonna either have a Republican or a Democrat in office. You typically don't see other parties in the race for that long, but I do think it's important, and it's part of free will, and it's part of free speech, that if I wanted to go and vote, if I wanted to vote for Kanye this year, Kanye 2020, which not a good idea, I'm gonna just put that out there, but I could have if I'd wanted to. We've seen countries around us have one party systems, and also just seen those countries fail in so many ways, because it becomes one person on top and one system to follow, and that just can't work with so many people. With so many different thoughts and so many different ideas, so I think having the outlets of different political parties for someone to feel like they belong somewhere is actually a very important thing.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to agree. But for – I'm going to agree and disagree. I agree with Bryce because there is a chance when you get rid of political parties that you become more of a one-party system. Mm-hmm. Or you pull an opposite and you become like a Germany where you have like 20 parties. Either way, you know, you could cause something like socialism that could happen. Or you could cause something like even more division just with smaller parties that become even harder to control. So I do agree that keeping it would be better. However, I would also disagree because right now we're on that path anyway. So I think what needs to happen is a, like we talked about with our gun control podcast episode, I think there needs to be a revamp. I think that we need to take a step back and look at what's happening and figuring out how we can take a next step forward. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
What did you mean by you said that you think we're already going that way? I was just trying to see what you mean by
I think that we're already on a path that's going to lead us away from the two-party system.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I see what you say there, yeah.
Yeah, because even though we are at this two-party system, we're at a point in it where it's just slowly destroying itself anyway.
I would totally 100% agree with you on that too. I really would.
Yeah. But, Braden, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Very quickly, I'm just going to kind of say, first of all, I don't think that we should have a governmental kind of dissection of the two-party system. I don't want to go that route because I think that that route will lead to, you know, it'll either lead to a tyranny or lead to communism almost every time, I think. And, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong here, but I don't really think that that'd be a whole party, you know? I don't think that'd be great.
We're all like 21. You have to forgive us if we're kind of stupid sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but I don't think that it should be the government's responsibility. I definitely don't think that we should be giving the government that kind of power. However, I believe that we've been absent from a three-plus party system for too long. It has become that you always expect either a Democrat or a Republican to get in. I mean, you have some outliers like Bernie Sanders who doesn't necessarily identify with the Democratic Party, but he runs on the Democratic ticket for president, and so you can't convince me otherwise.
There is a guy, I don't remember his name, but he had like 2% of the vote last year, and he was pretty popular, and he was completely independent, but that was the best scoring third candidate, was 2% of the vote.
Oh, yeah, and kind of moving into that, like, you see in 2016, right, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, a lot of people, especially people who had been voting strictly either Republican or Democrat before, are looking at these two candidates and they're like,
"My God,
it's like picking the lesser of two evils."
Yeah, that was a big thing back then.
All right, exactly, that was a big thing. And so when I was watching this, I was thinking, "Huh, could this be the emergence of a three-party system? Two candidates that people aren't passionate about enough, like the majority of people aren't passionate about enough." That they would go to a third party to elect someone who encompassed those more moderate ideas. And you found that that wasn't the case in 2016. Right. Donald Trump won against Hillary Clinton. Although he didn't win the popular vote, he won the Electoral College, which, just so we all know right now, Electoral College is, that's how we elect our president. We don't do it by popular vote. So you can whine and cry all day that, "No, but he didn't win the popular vote." Well, that's not how you get elected. So anyways, kind of wrapping that up, I believe that it is a moral responsibility for the people to start voting for third party. if you do not agree enough to vote for one of these candidates being given to you by either the Democratic or Republican Party, don't vote for them, right? Vote for someone who is neither. Vote for someone you agree with. Even if it's a write-in, do it, right? Like, it shows that you're not willing to vote for someone who you genuinely don't want to be in office.
I'm writing in Gordon Ramsay next year.
Well, he's not a U.S. citizen, but you know, I think he can.
He's got a big enough mouth to pike pull some votes.
Exactly. You know what? We're gonna make an exception. Gordon Ramsay, you don't have to be a U.S. citizen. You can just be a person. Anyway, it's a moral. Absolutely, much better. Oh my goodness, my
first team.
Yeah, but I believe that it's a moral responsibility for the people to start supporting and helping the campaigns of these third parties. For instance, the Libertarian Party, right? That got a lot of traction just in the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people started saying, you know what? I think I am a Libertarian now. I think I agree with the Libertarian Party.
That 2% guy was the Libertarian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, in 2016, you know, I believe his last name was Johnson.
Yeah.
He was not a good candidate. I'm going to put it that way. He was not a good candidate, at least not one to be put up for the presidency. What we need to start doing as voters in the American system is we need to start supporting, like, actually speaking out our support for third-party candidates. Right? Let it gain traction. Let it happen by itself. Because as soon as we introduce legislation to correct the two-party system, and we require the government to do it for us, that's when we lose the right to basically vote third parties, because you're giving it all to the government and they can do whatever they want to do. Don't do that. I'm saying recognize your moral responsibility to vote for someone you actually agree with. Because that will add to the emergence of a third party. Anyways, so second part of this question, it's kind of a lengthy question. How would you say you would go about kind of going, like both of you talked about kind of going away from the two-party system, but not tearing it down. Right. So I talked a little bit about how I would kind of help the emergence of the third party system. And I would like to know how each of you would kind of go about that.
Bryce, you can go ahead and go first.
All right. So what was the first initial question?
So let's say that you were trying to orchestrating the allowance for a third party. How would you do that? Because I talked a little bit about how I might do that, but I'm interested to hear how both of you would kind of go about orchestrating that if you had the power to do so.
So I want to show if I kind of word this right, because I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure how I would orchestrate a third party system coming in. I think it would be a very tough thing to do, just because I think when you think about it, the two main parties we have, that's where all the money goes. And so, and I think a lot of America is very much greed, and if like the media will twist things to get you to listen and get you to make money. And if a third party comes in and threatens that, they will tear it down. Mm. And so, I really don't know what I should say in that initial part of the question of what I would do to create a third party. I think you hit it on the bat though when you said that if this candidates that you don't like, then you should look for a candidate that you do like. I like how you referenced the 2016 election of Trump and Clinton. Of, you know, I remember being in school and hearing a lot of people saying, "Oh, I'm just voting for the lesser of two evils," and they vote for the person that they thought was the lesser of two evils, and in a way, like, yeah, I see the point. But I think that also goes back to the very first question we talked about of division in America, of that's, you're also just voting for that person because you don't like the other side and you don't want to see that in office, which I can understand not wanting to see a certain side in office. But kind of, you know, tying it back now, I do think it's important that you vote for the candidate that you want to, and at the end of the day, you put your best foot forward in that, and then whatever the result is, then we deal with that when we get there. I'd be interested to see what you would say, Josh, on that first question, because yeah. I don't think necessarily educated enough to know how to just how to start up
That's a hard question.
Maybe if I was like a legit politician, I'd have a better answer. So I feel kind of bad that I honestly want to know how to answer that first part.
No, but don't worry about it.
What was the second part of that?
Oh, that it kind of was. There's only okay. one part.
Yeah,
it was just how you would go okay. about doing yeah. it. So yeah, honestly, it's fine because. There really is no.
Right it's kind of an impossible question. I mean,
if there was a right answer, this would already yeah. happen. Like we wouldn't be talking. Yeah, Josh, what would you kind of say in response to this? You know, impossible.
Question? I think I would kind of add to what Bryce was saying in the fact of there is no real good way of doing it because there's so many things you have to look mm-hmm. out for. Because you could say, oh, you could have people push, you know, for more people to be aware of this, but then. You have to be aware of, is that going to cause corporate involvement in politics, which is something you definitely want to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't ask MSNBC to start broadcasting third-party people because then they're getting involved in politics and you want it to be neutral.
Yeah.
And so with every idea you can come up with to get more people aware of these other parties, there's 10 other things that would cause problems with that. It yeah. all boils down to who's getting the money. And there's no way to ensure that these parties can get the same amount of money that the other two.
Mm-hmm. You have two juggernauts on top, and then you kind of have the rest, you know?
Yeah. It's impossible to do it from a fair and legal standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could break the rule, well, you could
fair
do
and fair and legal isn't really our style.
That's true. Well, fair is. We're not necessarily advocating for full legal obedience. And I'm not afraid to say that.
Yeah, all right.
So I had one more question for this topic, and then we're going to move into Brayden's favorite aspect of the show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So the last thing I wanted to say about this is, does it matter what party you identify with? So I just want you guys both, it doesn't have to be a long thing. I just want to know what you guys think. Does it matter?
Well, Bryce, why don't you go ahead and go first, and I'll follow up.
So the question is, does it matter what political party that you identify with?
You identify with or the people around you?
I will say yes. I think it does matter because I think it matters to who you are in a person and what values that you have. And so, because I think this is a very heavy subject to have. And you know, you can almost in a way paint the picture of your religion. Your religion is part of who you are. If you identify as a Christian, if you identify as a Muslim or a Buddhist or Hindu or whatever it is, that is a part of identification of who you are. And I think the same thing for politics as well, is that what you find yourself in, if you're a Republican or Democrat, I think that's also part of a representation of who you are and what you believe in. And I think it's very important to know what you believe in and why you believe it. And the why is very important, because if you don't know why you believe in it, the why you believe in it, you know, like if you don't, if you can't build a strong case for why this example, if you can't build a strong case for why you think abortion is bad, then why do you think that way? I want to understand. And I want to know why. I think this as a person and as a country, that why is so important, because it is very important for who you vote for and who you put into office. Because I mean, in America, you have 4 years, and 4 years, like maybe the guys like us, 4 years may seem quite a ways away, but in politics, 4 years I feel like can be kind of short, especially if that person doesn't get a second term.
Because very short.
Then that 4 years, well, the new president or the new guy that comes in is at that point looking at what happened the last 4 years, and and they have their own ideas, and they're gonna try to fix what they think needs to be fixed, and that takes time. So then by the end of that person's 4 years, it's like, well, this is what you did, and someone was like, well, I need those other 4 years to get my full picture across. So I do think it's important to I do think it is a factor for who you are as a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or whatever it is that you want to identify as for politics.
So Bryce, I would say I agree and disagree with you. You know, you said a lot of good things about, on a personal level, how you would want the people around you to have similar values and beliefs, you know, as a general community goes. Like here at Olivet, a lot of people have similar views because it's a private school with like a certain type of community.
It is, yeah, very different than like a state school.
But where I would disagree with you is on a bigger level community style, so like a nation, you know. And I think you would also agree with this. Maybe you were just talking more about that level, but I think that when it comes to just the people you see walking down the street, then no, it doesn't matter. And you know, on a personal level, yeah, I would rather be around people who hold the same values as me, but I don't hate the people who don't, and I don't think you do either. And
yeah,
it's just a hard line to walk, because I definitely see where you're coming from. You know, I definitely want to be around people who hold the same things important that I do. I'm sure Braden feels the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say to a degree, and to kind of encompass my opinion on this, I kind of want to say on a societal level, I would say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you vote for from that point of view, like from a societal level, because we shouldn't be judging. We should be judging people simply because you prefer dark chocolate over regular milk chocolate, right? Like it's literally that simple. A lot of it has to do with your own values and your own experiences that should go into how you vote. So I would say from the political realm, I would say it does matter who you vote for if you are voting from purely a personal value level or a personal experience level, right? Other than that, it doesn't matter, because guess what? If you are voting down party lines, not necessarily because you know that you agree or not with the person you're voting for, that doesn't matter at all. Like, congrats, you're stupid, right? Like you've given into identity politics, and let's say that down the road your party really diverts from what you actually want it to be doing. You're now voting for a party that does not line up with your values or experiences at all, right? And that can be extremely dangerous. And honestly, it's political ignorance, right? If you if you don't want to take the time to know what you want and know what your values are, and you don't want to put in the effort to understand that the person you're voting for or who you plan to vote for has those similar values, or at least is going to support your right to have those values. So yeah, basically just looking at all of this, there are different levels in which it matters. And I think we can all agree on that. It matters on different levels. If you are voting for, you know, the right reasons, you know, the reasons because you agree with these politicians that are being put before you, and if you think that they are going to actively and effectively represent you and your values, then yeah, it matters. But if that is playing no part in which way you vote, it's ridiculous, and it's almost kind of sad because your ignorance has driven you to play into identity politics, and is one of the reasons why we are doing so poorly with unity as a nation.
Yeah.
So that's basically my thoughts on that. And unless anyone else has something to add, I think that pretty much puts a bow on this one.
Yeah. I think we have basically said all we can with this. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the people's decision what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. But having conversations like this is the only way to start change. So,
I believe so, yeah.
I'm glad we got together and talked about this.
I did want to touch up on one point, though, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was when Josh was talking that I just want to say I agree if someone, you know, down the street doesn't like if they vote for someone like differently that or vote differently than me, then that's fine, because in the grand scheme of things, like that's not gonna, that doesn't hurt me in any way, shape or form. But also still just wanted to say that like I do think that their vote is still important in its own
way. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's a given right as any American, that your vote matters just as much as everyone else's.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, that would be a great topic. Voting and voting rights.
Thank you, Bryce. You have introduced brand new topics for us to cover. You know, your presence here has really been the big guns, I think.
I was just going to say, man, you call me the big gun, so, you know, got to deliver.
Not disappointed on my end, that's for sure.
And our second ever guest on Punchlines in Politics.
Hey, it's an honor,
turned
man.
Out to be a great one. Thank you, Bryce.
Yeah, he was.
Well,
thank you, guys. This has been awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the evening. It's time the punchlines portion of Punchlines in Politics. We thank you all very much for staying and listening to our rants, and now you are rewarded with some epic memes.
Oh, and stay tuned for next week's special Punchlines in Politics episode, where it will be 45 minutes of memes and only a 15-minute serious conversation, because we felt like switching up the standard next week.
Oh, yeah. It was actually per my request, because I was feeling like maybe we needed to have a mostly comedic episode. Not to say that some of our episodes aren't really funny, because some of them really are. And if you haven't listened to
Relax and Chill is my personal favorite.
Relax and Chill. That is out right now on Anchor. But you already know that because you're listening to this right now. Go look at it. Go listen to it. It's a great, great episode. And we cover some great things. Especially
another thing to stay in tune for is our first ever live podcast recording, which will be happening on YouTube, hopefully very, very soon. Information on that to come, but yes, let's get into the memes for this week.
Absolutely, it is meme time, and as our distinguished and honored guest, Bryce, would you please show us your meme?
Wait, show?
Well, I thought you were not gonna... show us.
But... yeah, show it to the people listening.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck? I can't see it, dude.
I was like, oh wait, come, I'm not prepared for that.
No, he's just mad.
I've been looking at some different memes, and now I think we have to learn to laugh at ourselves and laugh at our own political party sometimes.
Oh man, I like that.
Oh
and
boy,
I like it.
And so, like I hope I am not offending people when I say this or anything, but I think one of the funniest memes right now is with Coca-Cola, because they are known as now as woke-a-cola, with their new training, it was basically how to be less white in America, and so the thing woke-a-cola came to the woke nature out there, which is kind of comedic to me.
But it, I mean the whole thing with Coca-Cola, that's a whole other thing that we're gonna have to talk about.
Yeah. maybe that was too deep of a meme.
I think that's gonna have to go into our spicy episode where we talk about the Capitol.
Yeah.
I should add that to the spicy one.
Yeah.
But
just a little appendage there, little point of note. We have been.
Don't you ever say appendage on this podcast again?
Well, I'm sorry, but it's what it is. All right, anyway, so the truth is, we've been thinking about doing a episode on the Capitol riot for a while now, but we haven't exactly had the guts to do it for a while because it's really like the material, like, is so weird and like. It's hard to really do that, do any kind of justice to that moment in history, because it's a roller coaster of stuff that happened.
Right.
We'll get into that though. So, Brayden, do you want to go ahead and jump into your meme?
Yes, I am ready to do my meme. All right, so I actually have two memes that I want to share with you, but I'm gonna do the first one first and then come back to the last one. So my first one is I don't know if anyone, I mentioned this a couple episodes before, I love Pawn Stars. If you know what that is, that's a show where they basically it's a pawn shop in Vegas, and they basically get sold stuff by people coming in and trying to sell them either real or fake artifacts or little tidbits whatever. Little trinkets. Yeah, anyway, so continuing on to my meme, this one specifically is me. Hi, yes, I was hoping to get some energy from this. Coffee, best I can do is poop. And it's just, it's a picture of the two main guys from Pawn Stars. You have to watch it to be able to know that what that means.
It is funny.
In conclusion, coffee makes you poop, and that's funny.
Okay. All right, before we get to Brayden's second meme, I have my meme of the week, which is less of a meme and more of these random pictures I've been seeing. But for the last week, no matter what I do on my social media that I do have, all I've been seeing is pictures of Capri Sun straws in places where they shouldn't be. When I say that, I don't mean like sticking into the lid of a Coke can. I mean like someone jammed it in the side of it, somehow got a plastic straw through metal. There was one, there was one person who stuck a Capri Sun straw at the 50-yard line of the Viking Stadium. So that's what I mean with the freeze guns, places where they don't belong.
I like it so much.
I don't know how they got to these places. or how they got it through that Coke can. But
Josh, that was an all-star meme right there.
That's going in the hall. Is those pictures.
Yeah. Oh my god. We'll have to have an episode along, you know, down the road where we have a hall of memes.
Maybe I'll pull up that one on our first live stream podcast.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So that sounds like an incentive for people who listen to this to go watch our YouTube, which, you know, we'll link soon enough.
Ray, why don't you hit your second meme and we'll close it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I do this meme right here, I want to say, first and foremost, please go out and go to Twitter and follow our Twitter account. It is at @andpunchlines. Please, 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 please follow.
We tweet very funny stuff.
We have great content, really. We do, mm-hmm. And you should feel honored that we're even allowing you to follow us. So,
all right, don't go that far.
But before we kind of close it out, Josh said that he wanted to make a quick shout out / announcement. Josh, why don't you do that?
I do have a quick shout out. I'm not going to use names for privacy's sake, but. Wanted to shout out my brother and sister. Congratulations again. Can't wait to be an uncle. Keep Woo! Going.
This man is going to be an uncle. Not a good one, but an uncle.
Hey, shut up.
I think it'll be anyway. Great, Josh.
Oh, thank
Don't
you.
Don't encourage him.
Bryce, you're fired. Not Bryce. Braden, you're fired. Bryce, you're fired.
I'm a founding member of Punchlines in Politics. You shut your
it's
mouth.
It's under my name. Genius.
Dang mouth. All right. All right. Anyway, to finish off, I have one last meme, and this is just a tweet that I found, and it was basically this. Equayo says, "I will not download TikTok. If a TikTok is funny enough, it will breach containment and make its way onto another platform. It's Amen. Called quality control."
Amen.
So basically, my only advice, you know, closing out, you know, I want to start a new segment that basically is at the end of each episode. And it's going to be called Braden Saying or something like that.
Oh, no.
Something corny like that, where I have like a final word of wisdom or something like that. That's not actually wisdom or relevant.
Braden's Brandy Corner.
There you go. Braden's Thought Corner. How about that?
That's better.
Braden's Thoughts. Anyway. Here's Braden's thought. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a TikTok, delete it immediately. And if you want a shout out, send us a picture of you deleting it to our Twitter account and we'll give you a shout out. We'll be like, hey, this person is now spiritually better for what they have done.
All right. So next week, we'll be talking about Braden's unadulterated hatred for TikTok. But that is a conversation. But anyways, as always, thank you guys for listening. We do see all the support on all the apps. We've been checking in on that. We actually just hit a milestone of 45 listeners all time. For all. So thank you all again for listening. We enjoy making these for you. So, you know, just keep on coming.
Prayer hands emoji. Thank you.
All right. So we will see you all next week. Braden will probably have another thought for you guys, so stay tuned.
I will.
But thank you guys. We will see you next time.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Bryce.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bryce.